Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. With Halloween just around the corner, followed by Thanksgiving and Christmas, the authorities of Sacramento have released special guidelines for how to celebrate small and quietly. A quick read of these rules, and you'll see that the traditional family get-togethers are not going to be allowed in the state. The state says that holiday gatherings must not allow more than 3 separate households to combine for the event. This puts us all in a difficult position because it's a tough question. Who are we supposed to cut? 3 households could literally mean the family that wants to hold the Christmas dinner, the grandparents that you see fairly often, and maybe one of the adult children who has a family of his own. But what about the cousins? What about the many families that invite coworkers or simply friends that are going to otherwise eat alone? What the guidelines should have said was, if you feel sick or were exposed to someone with the Chinese virus, simply don't go to your holiday get-together. See how simple that would have been? California says gatherings should last no more than 2 hours. No more than 2 hours? It takes several hours for all the different family members to drive or fly to the place. The turkey takes several hours to cook unless you do the outdoor turkey fry method. If you are in a family with a lot of kids, they need several hours to burn off all that energy outside away from the adults. I don't know about you, but holiday meals are all day deals. The lunch alone is 2 hours. The desserts are several hours as your stomach gives in to the endless demands from your fork. A holiday feast? That's technically about 5 hours if you are paying attention. And no mention from our governor about tryptophan. That is the chemical in turkey that always makes you sleepy. If you force us to power eat a turkey, not leaving enough time to properly hydrate and decompress with desserts and drinks, then you are going to have a lot of people falling asleep at the wheel of their vehicles when they drive home after. Not a good idea. Better to leave the holidays the way they are and let people recover without being rushed. The madness continues as Sacramento advises you gatherings should be and must be done outside. Yeah, that's a great idea from gruesome Governor Newsom. Let's freeze Grandma. And of course, for the families that actually plan to follow this silliness, this simply means that many of the seasoned citizens in the family will not be invited. Because we all know it's wrong to force our grandparents to eat outside in the rain or cold. Now, if you're getting upset with me saying, but it's for the greater good, and at least there are no masks. Well, not so fast. The state guidelines for holidays also say, quote, people are also expected to take safety precautions, including wearing masks and practicing physical distancing. So yes, as if all this wasn't silly enough, you had better be wearing your masks at the Thanksgiving table.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.